الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر وإذ أخذ الله ميثاق النبيين لما آتيتكم من كتاب وحكمة ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite praise and glories for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the only, the sustainer, the provider and creator, and the one who sent rahmatan lil alameen to all of humanity. And we all bear witness and we testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all send peace and blessings and salutations upon our master, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent as the perfect example for all of humanity, as a mercy for all of humanity, guidance and nur and hidayah for all of humanity. So may the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon our noble Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam and upon his noble and purified family and upon the righteous companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate to yet again see another beautiful day of Jumu'ah in the beautiful month of Rabi'ul Awwal in this sacred year of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everywhere you look, you see nur ala nur. You see ronak, you see happiness, you see joy and felicity for the true lovers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who ardently remember the message and the sacrifices of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And insha'Allahul Aziz, today we'll have a very short but meaningful reflection upon the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And insha'Allahul Aziz, over the weekend when we have our annual program in remembrance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, we'll discuss this more in detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the glorious, majestic and timeless Qur'an, his kalam, his speech, he reminds us that وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a pledge, took a covenant, took a mithaq, took a very, very strong agreement from all of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know from the various ahadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam that plus or minus 124,000 prophets and messengers were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that we do know that are named in the Quran and those that we do not know of, but nevertheless have been sent from the beginning of creation up until the last and final seal of prophethood, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking us back to the beginning of creation and saying that I took a covenant and a pledge from all of the prophets and the messengers. And what was that agreement? What was that agreement? That agreement was that when there comes to you my final, my most beloved, my most honorable and prestigious and noble messenger, and he comes whilst you are here in the dunya and you are propagating the deen to those people that are around you, and he confirms whatever you have in terms of kitab and hikmah, when my final and most illustrious messenger comes to you, what must you do? You must believe in him. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. So this was a mandate, this was a command, this was a promise and pledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from all of his prophets and messengers, that you will search for this individual. You will await for the arrival of this individual. When the birth of this noble and most prestigious messenger comes, you will be seeking all of those signs and you will be actively doing dua that, oh Allah, make us from amongst his nation. And this is what all of the prophets and messengers did throughout their lifetime, that they had this eagerness, this anticipation, this hope and dua that they would be from those people whom the Prophet ﷺ would bless during their lifetime, or they would be from amongst the nation of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we're not the only ones who look forward towards the birth and towards the arrival of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Over 124,000 prophets and messengers throughout their lifetime, from the beginning of creation up until Isa alayhi salam, were looking forward towards and anticipating and hoping for the arrival and the birth of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To bahut sare log kehte hain ki aap kyun milad manate hain. Aap zara sochein ki kam o besh 124,000 انبیاء اور نبیین جتنے بھی تھے وہ سب نبی کریم علیہ السلام کی ولادت کا انتظار کر رہے تھے. وہ بھی یہ دن ڈھونڈ رہے تھے کہ کب یہ موقع آئے, کب یہ دن آئے کہ ہم بھی میلاد منائیں. کیونکہ یہ ایسی بات نہیں کہ ہم نے ایسے بنا دی, یہ قرآن پاک کی آیت ہے, آپ دیکھ سکتے. سو یو کین سی دیٹ آل آف دا پروفیٹس اینڈ میسنجرز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ناٹ اونلی نیو آف دا پروفیٹ محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم بٹ آلسو ور ایگرلی اینٹیسپیٹنگ دی ارائیول اینڈ دا برتھ آف دا میسنجر صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, ٹو بلیو ان ہم دا وے دیٹ وی ڈو ٹوڈے اینڈ ٹو سپورٹ the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And therefore we, yet again in this particular year, in this particular month, we are upon an immense and a beautiful occasion where we remember and recall the birth of our leader, our master Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who we know from clear and explicit verses of the Quran and from the ahadith that he was the best of creation. He was the most pure of all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the most merciful of all of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the one who was the most conscious and fearful and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the best of creation. This was the light that all of the prophets and messengers were eagerly looking forward towards. And he was also, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, was the direct dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he was also the glad tidings of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. In verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send forth the most noble, most prestigious messenger, to make the birth of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam come into creation, that, O Allah, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. This is what the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was, that even though he is a prophet, he is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the father of the Abrahamic, he's the forefather, grandfather of the Islamic faith and the religions of Islam, as we can see in the tradition, that he is doing this dua, that send amongst them in the fourth generations a messenger who will recite to them your verses and teach them the book and wisdom and hikmah. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. This is the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And even with the arrival of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, even Isa alayhi salam is given the glad tidings of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. And bringing glad tidings and good tidings, sharing this happiness, this joy. You know, when you have a child, when you have a prominent guest coming into your home, you share this with your family and with your friends, with your loved ones, that I am waiting for the arrival of such a noble thing, such a noble individual. And this is how eager and how much love they had for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, giving glad tidings and doing dua for the arrival of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and telling people that this is what who he is, this is what he will do, he will teach you the book, he will teach you hikmah, he will purify you, he will recite the verses of the Quran, and he will bring glad tidings and rahmah and barakah wherever he goes, and one of his names will be Ahmad. So it is not just us, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who claim to follow and claim to celebrate the Milad of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if you look at the verses of the Quran, they all indicate towards the eager anticipation and the joy and the happiness of all of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking forward towards the arrival of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam was born on a Monday. This is a very, very important day for the Muslims, because this is the day the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ وُلِدْتُ. This is the day that I was born. On every Monday, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, without fail, would fast in shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in gratitude and in happiness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we try to emulate the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every Monday and every Thursday, as much as we do throughout the days and the weeks and the nights as well, but specifically on Monday, due to the arrival, due to the nur, due to hidayah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, that nur that came from Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, which permeated and spread throughout all of the world and made her see the palaces and the castles of Sham. This is what we learn from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, noble and beautiful birth. He was born on Monday, 570 CE, in the year of the elephant, in the year of Amul Fil, 50 days after Abraha attempted to come and destroy the Kaaba. 50 days later, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was born. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, in relation to his own birth, mentions that رَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا نُورٌ أَضَاءَتْ مِنْهَا قُسُورُ الشَّامِ. My mother, Amina, which means a believer. Believer in what? Believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That she saw a light come out of her that illuminated for her the castles and the palaces of Sham. And we know from the various ahadith and from the various verses of the Quran that a mu'jiza or a karama only happens and occurs to a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important point to note, that a mu'jiza or a karama or a waliya, a person who is a true saint or saintess of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only those karamat and those mu'jizat occur on those people who believe, who have iman in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see here this particular thing, and this is recorded in Imam Bayhaqi's book Dalailun Nabuwa. So some of the names of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that we should all make ourselves familiar with, because it's important for us to know our Prophet. The non-Muslims, they will not read the verses of the Quran, and neither will they read the statements of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but they will look at you, they will look at your hilya, they will look at your hulya, how you appear, how you behave, and what your character is. And from you, they will either see a beautiful reflection of our deen and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or they will take a negative and a bad reflection of our deen and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, for us to reflect our beautiful deen and our Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it's important that we know him as best as we can. Just the way you know that your mother, you know your father, you know your children, and you know your loved ones like the back of your hand, you know their traits, you know their lineage, you know their likes and their dislikes. More importantly than all of that, it's important for us to know all of these things, the characteristics of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That verily you have an excellent example, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the exemplar of creation. He is the best example for you to follow. So if you want to be the best son, the best father, the best individual, the best businessman, the best youth person, the best activist, the best political leader, whoever you want to be, the best example for you is in the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And for us to be good citizens of this country, good individuals, good neighbors, good human beings, then we need to take from the best of creation, which is none other than the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So I want to share five names of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. One of his first names and the most prominent name that all of us know is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very important name. Why? Because it means a person who is praised again and again and again repeatedly. Repeatedly, without any pause, without any measure. This is the name of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the most praised one. Therefore, it is our duty to make sure that our lips stay moist in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in praise of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is one of our duties, to remember as abundantly as possible the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the more you remember somebody, the more you talk about somebody, the more you fall in love with that individual, the more that you are eager to meet that individual or follow in the characteristics and the traits of that individual. So name, one of the names, the first name that we all know is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second name is Ahmad. Ahmad. And this also means praise, but it means praise in terms of quality. That the highest form and the most noble, most prestigious forms and elevated forms and qualitative forms of praise are all for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And remember, when we say this, it's all in the context of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best human being and best prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent for all of humanity. The third name the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam also described himself is that Anal Mahi. And Mahi is one which obliterates, which removes, which cleans and cleanses all forms of shirk, all forms of bad traits, all forms of bad characteristics, all forms of negativity. So the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came so that you could first and foremost remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you could praise Him, and by praising Him, humanity would praise you as a nation, as an ummah, as a civilization. And also in terms of the quality of who you are, not just praising you outwardly because they see you, but inwardly as well, they would have this loyalty and respect and honor towards you as well. And Mahi is the one which removes all of these bad things. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam came and he removed ignorance, he removed jahiliyyah, he removed bad traits, he removed bad characteristics, bad akhlaq, and he came to complete humanity, to illuminate their lives and their hearts, and to give them the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, and his last two names, most prominent names, is Hashir and Aqib. Those that will be gathered at the feet of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, and those who will all go and be in need of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. And we all know how our state will be, what our hal will be on the day of Qiyamah, when every single other prophet and messenger will be saying nafsi, nafsi, and they will say go to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he will say that I am here for you, that I will do your shifa'ah, I will intercede for you. This is the maqam of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So it's important for us to know who he is, to know the beautiful characteristics that he embodies, and for us to carry those, just the way we have the Asma'ul Husna, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are between Jalal and Jamal, the beautiful and the majestic characteristics and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as Muslims are supposed to reflect those things to the rest of humanity. Similarly, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, we're supposed to reflect his beauty in our character, in our behavior, in our lives, the way that we behave, the way that we carry ourselves. This is our duty, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised his maqam, has raised his station, in irrespective of whatever other humanity does, his maqam has already been given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated his maqam. And therefore, if you want to be part of that bandwagon, you need to make sure that you are also abundantly remembering and praising the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But more importantly, emulating the beautiful life of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today, inshallah, we'll go through a few quick reminders and etiquettes and characteristics of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. As I mentioned earlier on, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That verily, in the example of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in the life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, you have the best example, you have the best model for you to follow. As if you look at his youth, even though he was an orphan, if you look at how he traded when he was a very, very young lad, if you see how he grew up and how he became an activist for Hilful Fudul, to uphold the rights of those people who are downtrodden, if you look at him after his nubuwa, if you look at all of these things, you'll find the best example of every single individual in that they could potentially be during their lifetime. So we'll just go through some of them. The etiquettes of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, the walk of the the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, and mentioned that I did not see anyone walk faster than the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. It was as if the earth folded for him. A few moments ago he would be here and then he would be over there. We found it difficult to keep pace and when we walked with him, and he walked at his normal pace. So this teaches a very, very important lesson: to be focused on your particular destination, not to wander here and there. And this is not just for walking, this is also focus in your life, focus at work, determination, trying to achieve your objectives and your goals, whether at work, whether in your community, whether in your society, whether as a nation. All of these things require concentration and focus rather than dilly-dallying on the right or to the left. Keeping on that اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and you will see that when you are focused and determined to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to achieve your objectives, then the earth will fold for you just the way it would fold for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, meaning that it would become easier for you to achieve your objective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place barakah in the steps that you take towards his deen, or towards the supporting of the deen, or towards supporting adl and insaf and haqq and such, towards all of these things. Eating and drinking, also a very important reminder towards the etiquettes of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us that the son of Adam does not fill any vessel worse than his stomach. It is sufficient for the son of Adam to eat a few mouthfuls to keep him going. If he must do that, i.e. fill his stomach, then let him fill one third with food, one third with drink, and one third with air. So moderation and balance even in the food and the drinks that you consume. And if you look at the society that we are living in, an extremely wasteful society, we waste clothes, we waste food, we waste drinks. Hundreds and millions of bread loaves and bread slices are wasted every day, as are millions and millions of eggs here in the UK. We waste so much on a daily basis that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is providing a solution for our modern day problems, that eat in moderation. Eat only which is sufficient for you to get through the day and not get through another ice age, and be self-sufficient and self-sustaining for your environment as well. Eating and drinking is a very important aspect to you being healthy, and also for you to being focused in your salah. If you overeat, then you know exactly what happens to you in your salah, and how drowsy you become and how lazy you become in your salah, or in your concentration towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in your productivity or activity within your workplace. So eating well, sleeping well, resting well, being focused and determined are very, very key important aspects for us to reclaim, for us to reflect upon and try to reinstate within our lives as well. The speech of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is also a very important aspect for us all to consider, especially the youth, because even though we may not speak a lot, we do use the keyboard and we tap around a lot on our phones and our tablets. So the speech of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that the speech of Allah, of Allah's Messenger, was not quick and or continuous as that of yours. He spoke clearly, word for word, and a person sitting in his company remembered what he said. In this day and age, we have so much opinion that we want to share, and we just give more and more information again and again. You like something, you dislike something, and you put your comments on every single thing. This speech that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam had was quality. It was qualitative, that he spoke well, he spoke when he needed to speak, and he spoke in the best of manners, in clear, succinct manners, where people could understand what he was saying. So when people speak, sometimes they use so many difficult words that the average layman can't understand what they are saying. Or they're speaking so fast, or they're shouting, or they're screaming that they can't understand. That أَصَّمْتُ حِكْمَةٌ وَقْتَلِيلٌ فَعِلُوا, that either you remain silent, or when you do speak, speak well. Speak in a measured and in a balanced manner as well. Ajkal, everybody has an opinion. The sare bas galla hi galla karte hain, there's no substance to the things that we say. His smile, his laughter, and even his jesting. Abdullah ibn Haris radiallahu ta'ala mentions that he did not see anyone smile more than the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. And unfortunately, when you go into our communities, you can walk on the streets, you can go anywhere else, and the majority of the time when you look at Asians and when you look at Muslims, you'll see a frown on their face. Why? You know, you should be smiling. You have so much to be grateful for to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a beating heart. You have your organs. You have your limbs. You have a roof over your head. You have the government supporting you. You have benefits and you have food within your home. You have so much to be grateful for. You have a life. You have the ability to make decisions. You have safety. You have so much to be grateful for. So why are you constantly frowning? Even though you have some mashakil and some musibas in your life, that doesn't mean that you should constantly have a frown on your face and look downwards, but rather should have a smile on your face. And this is how the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would always be seen. Even though he had the world's problems on his shoulders, he was facing the people of Makkah, facing the people of Medina, facing so many trials and tribulations internally and externally, but that did not stop him from smiling. So we should try to smile a bit more like the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and even laugh once in a while. And you can make jokes. It's not forbidden for you not to make jokes, but jokes in Islam must be based on truth. Many of us do make jokes, but within those jokes there's a lot of falsity, there's a lot of jhoot, there's no truth in those particular jokes. And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whenever you do joke, it must be based on the truth. So the example was that there was an old lady, and she asked the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, that will I enter into Jannah? And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, in jest and in laughter, he said, no, you will not enter into Jannah. And she got upset. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, while smiling at her, said, the reason why you, in your particular state, will not enter into Jannah is because every single individual, when they get into Jannah, they'll be young. They will be youthful. So when you will be in Jannah, you will be young and you will be youthful, and you will not be in this particular state. So his laughter and his joke was based on hakikat, on reality. And we need to be very, very careful and cautious of that as well. And his worship as well. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most focused and determined within his worship as well. So this is one of the things that we need to reclaim within our lives. That when we worship, we should have our complete devotion and focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just do the minimum. In this day and age, everything is about ticking boxes. Yes, I've prayed X, Y, and Z. Yes, I've done the bare minimum for my deen. But no, you need to give everything that you have towards your deen first and foremost. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That you should declare that your salah, your worship, your effort, and your sacrifices, and your life, and your death, everything is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the sahaba ikram would turn to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and say, look, your feet are swollen and you're bleeding, you're standing throughout the night worshipping and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you ma taqaddama min zambik wa ma ta'akhkhar, but the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied very, very beautifully that, should I still not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So one of the most core reminders for us all is not just to think that you're a CEO or you're a manager or you're a supervisor or you're a father or you're somebody successful in the dunya. The first and primary thing for us all to remember, for us to carry forward in our lives, is that you are a servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the core element that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam reminded all of his people, no matter how successful they were, like Sayyidina Umar or Sayyidina Usman, how rich they were or how affluent they were, they all became the greatest servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the core things that we should try to remind ourselves. Inshallah al-Aziz, we'll continue with more reminders, and especially look more deeper into the life of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam this Sunday when we have our annual event. So please do join us then. Wa qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullah.